them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're wrapping things up here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, the notorious BIC, joined now by the third member of our team, Gerard Cherry. It is Call Your Shot Friday, Gerard, so why not get right down to it? Browns, Bears this Sunday. What you got?
Ah, man. With Cutler coming back, I give the Browns a shot at the game because I think he will be rusty. At the same time, you make that change and you put McCown back in there, I just think right now that they have too much offensively speaking for the Bears, for the Browns to match up with. And I think I heard you say it earlier, Bruce. Excuse me, Nate.
You can call me Bruce.
Bruce. You're Bruce. So used to.
Well, Bruce just left the building, so he just left the room. That's probably why I said that. I believe it was you, Vic, who said that. Who's going to cover Bennett? Who is going to cover Bennett? Because that's a matchup nightmare as well. So I just see too many playmakers on the offensive side. I think the offense will have a chance for the Browns to score if we commit to the run, but we have not done that this year.
All right, I want to start a little trouble because I just want to get something going here. So Nate Dogg is basically leaning in the direction of wanting a loss here because of the draft position advantage.
Say that.
So where do you come down on the idea of, you know, winning, losing versus? All right, I'll rephrase that. Some people would prefer a loss in the rest of these games because it will help the Browns' draft position. Okay, I'm not mentioning any names.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, where do you come down on that?
I come down that that's a horrible idea because what it does is it puts your team in a flux and it makes you question your decision makers, the leaders of this football team, and you go into the offseason not really knowing what you have as a football team if you've dropped that many games. And what would that be? 10 out of the last 11 if they were to go on that losing streak or even more than that. So you do not want to be a part of that. You don't want to have any association whatsoever in that mindset, and it will make guys question and, again, permeate within that locker room, the losing mentality. So, no, you want to get rid of that.
But you understand why people – you understand why people – it's legit.
I don't
but
want
it's not
it.
Legit.
I'm saying
I didn't
to
say,
me,
I didn't say you want
it's
it.
The silver, it's the silver you, lining yeah, in it to
it's
me.
It's a misconception,
it
though, because it's a misconception because it's putting so much – yeah, and you win and you get better with the help of talent on your football team. Okay. But here's the thing. Guys are in that locker room right now, at least the half of the guys that will be in there, they're not looking for a savior out of some rookie coming out of the draft. So that's the part that people don't seem to get. It may sound great and grand to the fan base, but guys in the locker room, you're not looking at some rookie saying, oh my gosh, he's going to take us to the promised land. You're not saying that as a veteran. I don't care if you've been in the league a year. You're not thinking in that term, those terms. So, again, if anything, it causes flux in the team because these young guys come in saying, oh, these guys are sorry. I'm about to run this thing. And then you have pushback from the older guys who are saying, you know what? You're not running this thing. So you spend a lot of time wasted trying to figure out who are the leaders and who's running this team.
I'd like to see them build on what they did against New England. I thought that was a great football game, and I feel very good about the Browns after that game, despite the fact they lost it. Would I like to see them win some games down the stretch? Of course I would. When's the last time we got to come in here on a Monday and talk about a win? It was awesome. The 3 weeks when won in a row was awesome.
When was that?
It was a long time ago. It was a very long time ago, and I'd like to do that again. To me, you know, it certainly is. I'd like to see them win. The solace that I take from a game like the one against New England that is, hey, I felt I got everything out of that game that I wanted. I know this team could compete with anybody. They look great, but it didn't impact the draft spot ultimately. I want to see them win, and I think they're capable of winning. I think they're capable of going 3-0. I think they're capable of having won each of the last two games. They were capable of beating Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. They haven't done it because they've been on the wrong side of those few key plays every game that determines winning and losing. And I think that the one thing that's important is that they figure out how to be on the right side of those plays, and you can only do that by doing it. So I do want to see them win so that when you start next year with an influx of talent, you are ready to win and win continuously.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
But that's I know you believe this, Gerard, that until this is my premise, until you prove you can do it, you can't. In my mind, you can't do it. I got to see it.
Exactly.
That's where I am on picking these games and looking. And Nathan's right. It's about learning it and figuring it out. But it hasn't been learned. That let's face it. If they're getting a lot of lessons in this being on the wrong side of mistakes thing.
Yeah, but one good thing that could take place though is this: if you have a situation where these guys get sick and tired of losing and have the same type of mindset that T.J. Ward and Joe Hayden express, you got something there if the mentality is that collectively of the team.
I would be more surprised if this team goes 0-3 than I would be if it goes 2-1 or 3-0 over the next three games.
Gerard, thank you, buddy.
No problem.
He will be up with Bruce Hooley on Hooley and Gerard. It follows this show. We want to thank, for being part of this show, Devon Bess with Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Nate Ulrich. Want to thank Gerard Cherry, who was just here. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She's putting together the Browns Daily Wrap. That will be posted. She's writing it right now as we speak. That will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. Highlights of this show in a little bit. Want to thank all our callers and listeners and good stuff. Emmett Gold was also part of this show, too, for a brief time. Stepped in for Dino. All right. Did I thank everybody? Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
I feel like I missed somebody. Who did I miss, Dino? I'm good? Okay. So, hey, have a great weekend. Hope we are talking about a Browns victory.
I said good day!
Good day, sir.
On Monday.
I said good day!
Megan Rock, is that t-shirt, is that that sweatshirt, I'm sorry, going to play music for us first? There it is.
There it is.
Just to put you in the mood. All right, we'll talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily. Voice cracking again.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Beat your Bears.
Give us a win to talk about.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.